This recording, France 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Evreux, in France, in Normandy, which is a very beautiful region near Paris, and it's where I grew up actually. And then I studied in Paris and then in Lyon, which is 500 kilometers away from Paris. My father and my sister are English teachers, and I have family in America, so that's why I have been exposed to English, but I have also studied English at school. I went to England and I stayed there for 1 month, 6-7 years ago, and now I study history at Paris at the Sorbonne, and I have actually studied the French Revolution and the reception of the French Revolution in Europe and in America. So that's why I'm in America now. I want to study French Revolution to continue my research. And I'm going to teach French to undergraduate students. So, and I want to travel in America, I want to visit, and I want to go to libraries to read most books, the most books that I can. My brother has problem with his ears, because he used to listen to hard rock and heavy metal music, and used to go to concerts, and he was a member of a band, he sang, and but he didn't know that it could hurt him. And after, when he was something like 20, 21, he had all the high sounds hurt him, noises hurt him, and there is always a kind of ring, a beep in his ears. So it's a big injury, it's a big problem for him, because he cannot go to weddings parties, he cannot go to places, he cannot stay in places where there are a lot of people, where when it's too crowded.